Hello, and welcome to Small Screen Justice, a podcast about superhero TV. I'm Dan.
And I'm Nari.
And today we are looking back at 2014, this year in TV and movies
and
superheroes.
I don't know.
All that stuff.
Any video games come out?
Some video games. Nothing huge. This was the year that the no big Arkham game came out because they delayed
it. Arkham games.
Yeah. But that's come. Arkham Knight's coming, I think, mid 2015, something like that.
So, okay. Yeah.
All right, so we're going to start off by sort of ranking the big four main superhero movies that came out this year, and then we're going to get into talking about which TV show we think sort of won the fall, stuff like that. Okay, so the four movies that came out this year, we had Guardians of the Galaxy, we had X-Men Days of Future Past.
Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yes. I'm surprised they didn't give that, like, a subtitle or something, but...
Yeah.
And then we had X-Men Days of Future Past.
No, you already said that. We had the
Winter Soldier.
Captain America and Soldier.
All right, so how would you rank these movies, worst to best?
It's really hard to say, because three out of four of those movies I really enjoyed for different reasons.
Yeah.
So I don't want, like, I will rank them, but I don't want, you know, the listeners to think that because the movie that's getting, you know, second to last is a horrible movie.
Yeah.
It's really not even close to being a horrible movie.
Yeah.
But if I were to rank the movies, I would put Winter Soldier as number one.
Yep.
Guardians of the Galaxy as number two. Days of Future Past as number three. And Amazing Spider-Man as number four.
Yeah.
So
I think that's exactly what I was going to do. Yeah. So I do feel a little bit bad we don't have Jesse here because I think he would have fought hard for Amazing Spider-Man 2 because he's like a big proponent of that movie and is sad about how much people don't like it.
I liked it. I like some parts of it. The one thing I didn't like about it was the portrayal of its villains.
Yeah.
I didn't like the villains.
Yeah, me either.
But I love... you know, Gwen Stacy.
Yeah.
I loved their chemistry.
Definitely.
I love the parts of it that aren't necessarily the most important in the superhero movie, which is the problem.
Well, it's interesting because, I don't know how much you've heard about all the news that came out because of the Sony hack about what they're trying to do with Spider-Man now.
I didn't know.
I mean, I'm going to paraphrase here because there's been so much that came out recently because after Sony got hacked, all these emails got leaked. So Sony was trying to make a deal with Marvel to try to get sort of something like you can use Spider-Man here, but we get some of the money and stuff like that. And so one of the things that like Marvel was saying is like, oh, if we get Spider-Man, we're not doing any of these stupid romance movies anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to like make it actually a superhero movie. So they were like dissing on how romancy these Spider-Man's movie were. And so I see where they're coming from, especially it's the director of the first two movies was the 500 Days of Summer guy. And so but I think that is where he shined.
Mm-hmm.
Because I definitely think that the best part of those movies are Emma Stone, Andrew Garfield, and their interactions, and their comedy, and their love story.
And they definitely had a connection. They're dating in real life, and you could tell.
Yeah, definitely.
And I love that they were, you know, I don't know, I loved that when she died, but like...
Yeah, it was very tragic.
It was very tragic. It was done, you know, almost like what they did in the comic books, because I think it's...
Yeah.
It's very similar. Yeah, because in the movie, she hits her head.
Yeah,
but in the comic...
He snaps her neck.
Because
he tries to web her and the whiplash of it.
Yeah.
I think that scene was done really well. I think the emotions of it were good. And I think that the movie had a lot of cool things going for it. Like, even some of the villain stuff, even though I thought it was kind of stupid, I also thought it was very comic booky and fun.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, I just feel like it was a few too many things. Rhino seemed unnecessary. Especially, I didn't really like that ending thing with the little kid trying to fight the Rhino. I thought it was a little cheesy. And I think Electro just never really worked for me that well. I think there are a few awesome scenes, like the Times Square battle with Electro, I thought was really great. And one thing that I loved about that movie is how much they let Spider-Man be a hero.
Mm-hmm.
And they really had him go off and, like, he would save this kid and he'd stop these kids bullying this other kid.
Mm-hmm.
And he, you know, he was really a hero. And when you have things like Man of Steel where Superman's just destroying everything and not saving anybody, it is nice to see that. I think Andrew Garfield's good. I think that Green Goblin was a letdown for me.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
They threw him in right at the end there. It was too much.
I would have been completely fine with not having... I don't know. I know that he's the one who's supposed to kill... Like, not he causes a death.
It's not even supposed to be Harry, though. It's supposed to be Norman.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. So, like, I get that they were trying
to do that. They should have just cut out Electro, in my opinion.
Yeah. But I guess they didn't want to just have another movie with the Green Goblin, because it would be too similar to the old ones. They wanted to have someone new in there.
I guess I don't know why Spider-Man movies haven't learned the lesson about too many villains yet. It's like, clearly, you do well when you have one villain, stick to that. But
that's why the first Spider movie I really liked with Tobey Maguire. I was actually I watched today. It was on TV, and I forgot how much I liked it. I really enjoyed it. It was kind of the first of its. That was around the time where only I think Spider-Man and X-Men were coming out.
Yeah, pretty much.
So it was like a different class of superhero movies that we don't see anymore. But I definitely enjoyed it. But I don't know why
I love Spider-Man too. I love Doctor Octopus.
And then Spider-Man 3 is when it completely went crazy. Lost
I agree. The only other thing I want to say about Spider-Man 2 is that I really didn't like all that stuff they shoved in about his dad. I just felt so unneeded.
Oh, when they saw his ghost or whatever?
All the stuff, the video we found, the opening scene on the plane where they're fighting and you see them die. I just like, this is so unnecessary.
I mean, they were trying to put some background story, but they were really forcing it down our throats, I thought. I don't know.
It was just a little bit too much setup for Sinister Six. We'll see where all that whole... So, well, let me ask you, Bogus. So the talks with Marvel sort of broke down, but so there's Sony Pictures, who's like the American movie side, right? But then there's Sony, the parent company in Japan, who's like the higher ups, and they're mad that the talks broke down. So they might force them to reopen talks. And part of it was that Sony didn't want to relinquish as much creative control as Marvel wanted from them. They wanted to put in their own producers, their own
If that were to happen, would Andrew Garfield be Spider-Man for the...
So that's the question. The first thing they were trying to do was get Spider-Man and Captain America Civil War and get a new trilogy of Marvel Spider-Man movies. My questions for you are, would you want Andrew Garfield back? Would you want a totally new Spider-Man?
Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man, actually. I don't really have any complaints with him. It's just what they do with him that I don't like, so...
I'm torn because I don't think I like him, but I think trying to shove that continuity into the Marvel Cinematic Universe
feels
weird.
Use him, but start out new.
Yeah, because... in general, I don't really like the idea of putting Spider-Man into Civil War if it's his first appearance. Because even if it's a new guy, I'm like, okay, then what's the new guy's backstory? You're going to have to shove all that into that one movie. Yeah. And if it's Andrew Garfield, they're going to be like, how is Andrew Garfield fit into this? He didn't seem like he fit into it before. So I don't really know. My preference, which I don't think is what they'll do, but my preference would be don't have him in Civil War, have a new Spider-Man movie that sets up a new actor in this Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Also, Sony starts again.
But in the Marvel Cinematic Universe this time. I think that makes more sense, and then you can have a crossover with people.
But they won't be able to do it in enough time. Because they're still, if you look online, they're still planning Amazing Spider-Man. Sinister Six.
There are so many rumors about that being canceled and about Venom being canceled. So I don't even know. We'll stay tuned to find out what Sony's up to. But they're struggling right now. But let's talk a little bit about X-Men Days of Future Past.
I really like that movie a lot. I don't want people to think that I didn't like it. That's why it's third place. Personally, I think it was my favorite X-Men movie. I really enjoyed kind of seeing the young actors and then the old actors. Because we hadn't seen, not counting Wolverine. We hadn't seen the old characters
for a while.
A decade almost? Like, maybe not a decade, maybe but not like a decade, 8 years
but a while,
or something.
Yeah.
So, like, last time I had seen him, we were kids. I mean, we were really young when we saw them. So it was interesting to see that.
I agree. Especially that ending where you see... We should have said spoilers for everything, but... spoilers for everything.
You can write in the description, spoilers.
That ending where you get to see everybody back at the mansion, you see Rogue, and you see all that stuff.
No, I think it was definitely interesting to watch. I really enjoyed it. It was fun. It was definitely... See, it's weird, because when I watched that, it doesn't feel like the Marvel... the tone. But it's a different tone, but it's still a good tone. It was maybe darker.
Yeah, it was kind of... It was moodier, maybe.
It was moodier. I mean, it had its funny moments, like Quicksilver's.
Yeah, so there were a lot of really good moments here. The amazing special effects. I loved Blink, who was that person who made the portals. That was a really cool visual. Quicksilver was an awesome visual. And I love seeing all that stuff with the Dark Sentinels in the future coming and killing them off, and that was
incredible. And Peter Dinklage.
Yeah, really great spectacle. I think it has some really nice character. I think in general the X-Men universe is great for character moments. I think that, you know, Xavier got some really nice stuff, and I think Wolverine was, like, kind of at his best here.
And I just really liked that they were all working together to fight a common enemy. And I like the setup. I think, I mean, if they do a good job, I would... X-Men Apocalypse looks like it could be fun. Yeah. I like the setup for that.
Yeah. So I don't really know why I want to put this in 3. I think it's because... Okay, so for me, and I'll get into it in more detail, Captain America has, like, an actual political statement and actually feels like more of a film. And I don't want to be, like, that film snob who's like, oh, this is a movie and this is a film. But, like, it feels like it is trying to say something larger about society. So I feel like that's part of why I want that up there. And then Guardians of the Galaxy is just so fresh and so, you know, exciting and new. So X-Men was really good. It's like, this is a really solid superhero movie, but it felt like, oh, it's another X-Men
movie. Yeah, because we've already seen X-Men. Exactly. So it wasn't new. It was unique within the X-Men movies because we had, like, time travel and stuff, which, you know, I don't know, have we seen time travel in the superhero movies?
Another superhero move. Well, I guess Superman and Superman 1 flew around the world and turned back time.
That's not what I meant, Daniel.
Yeah. No, we have not seen much. And I think it's interesting because a lot of people were like, this is our little Terminator. And I'm pretty sure Terminator ripped off the original comic book. Yeah. Because the comic book came out first. But yeah, it's funny. No, I think it worked really well, the time travel stuff. And I'm excited to see how Flash does that kind of stuff, too, in the future.
Yeah. No, I think it was... if I were going to give it a ranking as, like, a grade...
Yeah.
I would give it, like, an A-.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I would give it an A-, and... I mean, that's a really good grade.
Yeah, there were some, like, plot inconsistencies and stuff, but I think that the characters were really intriguing, and they have, you know, it was very bombastic and fun to watch. It's funny, because I do feel like I have a lot of friends who are mixed on that movie. I have friends who love it and friends who are like,
bleh. I don't know. I don't think anything is... we didn't ask, what would you give for a grade for Amazing Spider-Man?
Oh, God, I don't know. I will say, Amazing Spider-Man is the only one that I've seen once. So I do feel more disconnected from it.
Oh, you've only seen Amazing Spider-Man 2 once?
Yeah, I've only seen Amazing Spider-Man 2 in theaters, and it was like opening weekend or something. Same. So if I watched it again, maybe I'd feel differently. I actually enjoyed it a lot, but on, like, a surface level.
Yeah.
So I don't know. If I watched it again, maybe I'd be more annoyed by the plot holes that pissed everybody else off. Mm-hmm. I'd probably give it, like, a B.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
I was going to say B as well.
Yeah.
There were some things that I really, really, really liked.
Yeah.
And some things that I just really didn't like at all. But okay, so, yeah. Spider-Man.
Okay, Guardians of the Galaxy.
It was so fresh.
Yeah,
it was. It was so new. Yeah. It was funny. Like,
and a different kind of humor, too, I think.
It was, I don't know, it was nice to see. I mean, I remember when I first found out that movie was being made, and I told you about it.
Yeah.
And, because you had no idea, I mean, like, comic readers who don't...
There are many comic book readers who don't even know about it. Yeah.
I remember we were talking about it, and you were like, what, a raccoon? What? And we looked it up, and we're like, what? Does it make any sense? Like, what are they going to do?
Yeah.
And I think it's safe to say that it pleasantly surprised everybody.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I do want to say, so it's interesting, also before I forget, before we move on completely from X-Men, X-Men is my dad's favorite of the movies, which I thought was really interesting.
Oh, Days of Future Past.
Yeah, he really liked the character stuff they did there with Magneto and with Xavier and everything, so he was a really big fan.
No, definitely, I think when it comes to character development, I really like that X-Men movie. I think it was... Character-wise, it's awesome. Anyway,
But as far as Guardians of the Galaxy goes, it's funny because when I walked out of Guardians of the Galaxy, I was like, best Marvel movie made ever. But now I'm ranking it after Winter Soldier, which I think it's funny because I walked out of Winter Soldier and I was kind of disappointed.
Really?
I wasn't like it was bad, but I'd heard so many positive, like, such hyperbolic praise for it that I was, like, expecting, like,
actually, that's what my brother said. Yeah. He said he had heard so many awesome things about it that he went into it thinking it was going to be, like, the Avengers.
Yeah.
But then he walked out thinking, like, that was good, but it just wasn't, like, perfect, like everyone was saying. Yeah. I mean, I'm a little bit biased because Captain America's my favorite superhero.
I love Captain America, too. But as far as Guardians goes, so looking back at Guardians, I still think it's better than Avengers, and I still think it's really good. But looking back on it, I just think, oh, what? Better so than much fun. I just think so much fun, and it just feels like a really big, fun movie, but it doesn't feel like it had as much staying power in my brain as Winter Soldier did.
I think I would have put Guardians of the Galaxy better than the Avengers. Mm-hmm. If the thing is, when I saw the Avengers,
yeah.
it was with characters that are already yeah. seen movies about. Yeah. So I was excited to see, like, okay, we know all these people, yeah. and we're gonna all come together.
Yeah.
And I think, as a standalone movie, like, if I had never seen the original, like, the character movies, yeah. so I just saw Avengers and yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy,
yeah.
I would put Guardians as number four Avengers. But because I had seen, like, Iron Man 1 and 2 yeah. and Captain, like, First yeah. Avenger and Thor yeah. and, you know, I went in, like, I was more yeah. excited for it. And yeah. I think that even I left more excited because yeah. I was like, yes, I got what yeah. I came here to get.
So the thing that's interesting about Avengers, it's really hard to, like, divorce yourself from yeah. that feeling of yeah. excitement. Because I thought it was, oh, I was so happy.
I was so happy.
But I do think that movie is more in my mind as an event. It's like, this was an amazing event, but if you look at it just as a movie, the story isn't that great. There's not really the antagonist.
Yeah,
I agree. The aliens are pretty stupid. I don't think it's as funny as Guardians of the Galaxy. I think it's funny, but it's not as funny.
I agree that it was more of an event, yeah, like and less of a great movie, yeah, and more of like
we're all coming together to see something awesome. Oh, yeah, happen. Exactly. Yeah, and so I am interested to see how I feel about Avengers 2, now that we've already had that event. Yeah. But Guardians, the thing that I really like about Guardians that I think was missing from Avengers is that they really felt like they were underdogs, and it really felt like they really cared about each other. Like, they really bonded, especially mm-hmm. by the end of that movie. They were a team of people that, they were a family. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel like by the end of Avengers they're a family. I think they're a bunch of lone wolves that sort of respect each other, and then separate and go off in their...
But from the trailers that I've seen, I feel like we're going to get more of the family yeah. feel
in the second movie,
yeah. I think.
Yeah, that scene where they're hanging out and playing with the hammer and drinking or whatever, yeah. I think is what's
good. I think the reason that we didn't see a lot of the family is because, like, they don't really agree on... Like, there could be people from completely yeah. different morals and backgrounds. Yeah. Like, Captain America and Iron Man as, you, yeah. you know, Civil War. Yeah, but exactly. You can already tell that, you know, they have completely different ideas yeah. about... You know, at this point, yeah. Captain America was all about following orders yeah. and, like, we have to follow our superiors. And Iron Man was like, no, we don't. Like, yeah. if something's weird, I'm going to find out what's weird. Yeah. So it was hard to get a feeling of family.
So it was more like they were conflicting, and then they put aside their yeah. differences for the greater good, as opposed to Guardians, where it's like, they had issues, but then they figured them out, and they were a family, and they went off and did something with the family. Like, that's the difference. And I think Avengers is great, and I liked that conflict, but I really liked in Guardians how much they made a family yeah. together. I love Groot. I love how Rocket felt about Groot. And, you know, Groot did the Iron Giant, I'm gonna die, and then not actually yeah. die thing. But, you know, him saying we are Groot really got to me.
Yeah.
And Rocket crying was so sad.
Bradley Cooper did a good job.
Did amazing. The effects were spectacular. Peter Quill was really fun to watch.
The one thing I didn't like about Guardians of the Galaxy yeah. was the ending when he was holding the...
The orb,
and it was like they were in Infinity that, like, Stone. Cloud, and yeah. they started holding hands. Like, yeah. it was so cheesy for me.
Yeah.
Whereas I liked, you know, like, the ending of Avengers, like, yeah. where how Iron Man kind of saves the day. Mm-hmm. It wasn't as cheesy for me, yeah. whereas this one was more like, let's all hold hands, yeah. and with the power of love, yeah. we can everybody.
To some degree, I totally see where you're coming from. In other ways, I do appreciate the storytelling thing of how they set that up earlier in the movie. They were like, not one person couldn't do it, but as a group of people,
yeah.
they were
no,
like,
yeah. no,
and,
it was,
you know,
it's
very yeah. cheesy and on the nose, but it also works.
No, I agree.
I love the dance-off ending. I love the dance-off. I love the opening sequence of him, like, going around, like, kicking things while he goes, where he steals the stone. The soundtrack, I mean, everybody's talked about the soundtrack, but it's just so perfect. Comedy's great. The breakout sequence is great. I love the amount of humanity that they gave Rocket in general and how, like, upset he was about what he was. I think Drax was a nice surprise, because from the trailers, I wasn't that excited
about
him.
Yeah, I wasn't, he was one of the characters who had really lost a lot.
Yeah.
Compared to the rest of them. Yeah. I mean, like, yeah, Chris had lost his, Peter had lost his mother, and I get that, but yeah. Drax had lost his whole family, yeah. and every, I don't know.
Yeah. The only person that I hope they work with more is Gamora.
Yeah.
And I don't think she was bad, but she gives this bland...
In comparison to everyone else, she was more bland. Yeah. But I also think that was kind of her character personality.
Yeah.
Like, kind of
Yeah. Kind of, she kind of has May, Agent May.
Yes.
Syndrome.
Yeah, Agent May.
Yeah. Yeah, like, where it's like, I don't think May's a bad character. She's a strong woman, but I'm not that excited about her. But I do also appreciate the restraint they had with her not kissing him by the end of the movie.
Yeah. Well, they had him almost kissed. I'm sure
they probably will in the second movie. Oh, but yeah. But I appreciate that they didn't have to go there in the first movie.
Yeah, there were no kisses in the first movie, right?
No, not as far as I... Well, aside, maybe he kissed, like, a random chick or something.
Oh,
but,
right.
Yeah, but... Yeah, no, so I appreciated that.
I love the soundtrack.
Soundtrack's so
I
good.
I think that's my favorite. I was working at a Halloween costume store for the month, for October, and we had that soundtrack
on
just on loop.
Yeah, nice.
And I was addicted to
it. It's so good.
That's all I was thinking. It's so a good. Great soundtrack, and it's really old music.
Yeah.
So, but then it wasn't it on the top, like, top
download? Yeah, got really high up on iTunes and everything,
So
that's great. I mean, it's great to bring back stuff like that.
Yeah, for the younger audiences. Definitely, and I'm excited to see the soundtrack for the next movie, because I hope it'll be good, too.
I wonder, do you think that this movie's a good movie for kids? It, like, had some pretty crude jokes and stuff in there, but I don't know if they'll get it.
I don't think kids would get
that. Yeah, so I think if I saw it as a kid, my mind would be blown.
Yeah, no, when I was working at the costume store, a lot of kids wanted to be Star-Lord.
Yeah, that's so cool.
So they all, you know, I mean,
the
little kids, they just see, like, the guns shooting and the big battles, like, oh, this is so cool, like, they don't look at,
I retweeted a tweet someone said a couple days ago where they're like, you know, I'm sitting at a restaurant and on one side of me there's a family and the kid has a Groot Lego and the other side there's a girl with a Rocket Raccoon t-shirt and he's like, what world am I living in? We're like a couple months ago, comic book fans didn't even know these characters and now we have this kid with a Lego and you know, it's cool to really be able to introduce these characters that are so obscure and get such a positive thing from
it. No, I agree. Yeah. It was... But and then this movie was also important for kind of super movies in general.
Yeah.
Because it kind of opened up a new door where I think this movie kind of proved that anything is possible.
Yeah.
That they can do they can have a talking raccoon that's really loved and is a lot of people's favorite character in the movie, then they can do, like... Yeah. Like, there's no excuse that they can have a female superhero movie. Exactly. Like, there's just no excuse anymore. Yeah.
Well, I think that, honestly, if we had seen Guardians bomb, that Marvel slate for the next couple of years might have been very different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we might not be seeing Inhumans. I wouldn't be surprised they had canceled Ant-Man. So, like...
I wonder if the movie would have done badly if it had come out, like, before Avengers.
Yeah. Honestly, I think most of the reason why it did well was that the Marvel brand has so much positives buzz behind it at this point.
Because everyone loved the Avengers so much. Yeah. Like, people liked, like, Iron Man before and all those, but I think it was Avengers that really got people like, oh my god, this
a lot
is
of
awesome.
People are very mixed on, well, first of all, most people don't like Iron Man 2.
Mm.
A lot of people are, I don't like Incredible Hulk. A lot of people are mixed on Captain America, and a lot of people are mixed on Thor 1. Mm-hmm. I like both of those movies, but there are a lot of people who really don't like those movies.
I like them too, but I can understand where people's issues come from. I really liked Captain America. I thought it was a good origin story.
Yeah, I agree. Great chemistry with Hayley Atwell.
Yeah. But I can understand why people don't really like it as much, because I think Thor 2 was better than Thor 1. I think Captain America 2 is better than Captain America 1. And definitely. I think Iron Man... Actually, a lot of people don't like Iron Man 3.
I don't
3.
Get why people don't like Iron Man 3.
They just don't like the whole Mandarin thing, I think. But
I thought that was a fun movie.
They took a risk and... Yeah.
It paid off for me.
It paid off for me.
I'm a comic book fan, but I am not precious about the Mandarin. I don't care about the Mandarin. And I grew up watching things with Mandarin in it and reading things with Mandarin in it, and I guess I don't really care, and I think he's a racist character, and this was the best they could do with him.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I thought it was funny. So, I'm fine with it. All right, so let's get to Winter Soldier.
Oh, I love this movie. Yeah. I just love Captain America a lot.
Yeah, me too.
And he's one of my favorite superheroes because he's not too powerful. I don't like people that are too powerful. Yeah. That's why I don't really like Superman. Yeah. But he's also not, like, completely vulnerable. Like, let's say, you know, Hawkeye.
Yeah.
So, I think he's a good mix of, like, stronger than human, but not, like, stupidly strong, like Hulk or...
And they did a really nice job of upping his strength in this one.
Oh, I love the fighting scenes. Yeah.
The action in this movie was amazing.
Yeah. I loved, you know, Dan, you should talk about the political message that I was sending.
I mean, so, before we get to that, I do want to say, so my two big negatives when I first walked out, first was, And I kind of, this one I still believe, and the other one I changed my mind. The first one is Winter Soldier. I think that he was really good and really scary and really intimidating, and then the ending climax with him was just so predictable and was exactly what I was expecting it to be. And it was, I was just like, I wanted something more than just being like, my friend, don't you understand? Blah, blah, blah. Oh, you do. Okay, now you're going to be good. Like, so, like, it just felt a little bit too by the book, and, like, I was watching, like, a Supernatural episode or something. It was just, like, the same story I'd seen a million times, so that didn't really work for me, and I still have kind of an issue with that. I still think he's one of the best villains that Marvel's done, because I think villains have been one of their hardest things. They have trouble with that. The thing that I had a bigger issue with at the time that I've gotten over to some degree is Hydra. When I was first watching the movie and Hydra was revealed as the big bad thing, I was kind of like, this seems pretty weird and stupid. Because I felt like the tone of the movie was very serious, very real world, and then you have a secret Nazi organization who's been there for decades, hidden in the shadows, passed down from generation to generation to take over the world, and I was just like, I feel like this is a little too comic booky for what is happening in the rest of this movie.
But then you kind
of
get
Then you have Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and the way they handle it. Yeah. I mean, so I'm over that now, and I think it's fun, and I, you know...
Are you over it because of the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. show?
I think mostly because of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., yeah. I mean, because when I was first watching it, and there was the supercomputer guy talking to you, talking about how Hydra's been in the shadows with his over-the-top accent, I was just like, this is kind of wacky. But I've definitely gotten over it. And yeah, the political thing, I think, is really cool with, you know, just the fact that they, whether you agree with it or not... Just the fact that they are commenting on things like Snowden, and they're commenting on, you know, the public needing to know what the government is doing, and, you know, that, you know, what freedom means to Captain America, and that he has very strong ideas about that, I think. I mean, do you want to go into more detail? But...
No, I think you did a good job. Yeah. I think you did a good job explaining that. Yeah.
You know, I Black Widow, too. I mean,
loved Black Widow in this movie. I think... We got a little bit more of character from her. I liked her interactions with
Cap.
Cap. Yeah. I, you know, a lot of people saw a romantic relationship. I didn't.
I didn't either.
I saw more.
I think honestly, both with her and Hawkeye and her and Cap, you could see it either way.
You could see it either way.
Yeah.
But I guess I just don't see her that way with him. I thought it was more of a. We're really good friends. Like you were brothers. I mean, I know they kiss, but like they're also spies kind of thing, so they have to kind of and I thought like
brothers that flirty friend, you know? But that doesn't actually really like you, just like a flirty person in general.
Exactly. Yeah. So I didn't really see them that way, which I kinda like that that's the thing. I like when movies like this have the flirting, but then not like the lovey dovey stuff. Because I think it
doesn't fit.
I don't know how to explain it, but
I am interested to see what they do. So they introduced Sharon Carter in this, and I really like that actress.
Who's Sharon Carter?
So she's the blonde who was the nurse who ended up being actually an agent. In the comics, she's related to Peggy Carter. And I don't know, that doesn't seem that they're going that direction in the movie. But, so she's the girl from Revenge. I like that actress, and I think she's a good fit for him. But she's very minor in this movie.
She wasn't a nurse, she was his next door neighbor.
I think she was a nurse who
happened to be
she wasn't there, but it was his next door neighbor. So, she was secretly an agent, and I think that they had very little interaction. And so I'm interested to see what they do in the next movie. Because you would assume, based just on Winter Soldier, that, oh, she'll have a bigger part next movie and they'll have more of a relationship, maybe. Because in the comics, they have a relationship. But next movie's Civil War. So are you going to have any time for that? I don't really think so.
Maybe they'll bring her into the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. show.
Yeah, that totally seems like... She's on an ABC TV show, so it seems totally possible that she could, you know, have a couple episodes or an arc or something. So we'll see what that does. She also hosted, like, a Marvel documentary series they did on ABC a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
So, you know, she'll be around.
I liked seeing... Another thing I really liked about the movie is I liked seeing Peggy Carter as being older. I really liked that he went to visit her.
Did you know they actually... That is Hayley Atwell, and they used, like, CGI to make her...
Yeah, I could tell.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I look like her.
Yeah.
But, no, I really liked that scene. Because, like, you can, like... see that he loves her, but like now that she's older, like it's a different kind of love.
Yeah,
like it's more of like respect. And
yeah,
I don't know. It was really sad.
I think they did a great job with Cap's character in this movie. Because it's so hard. It could be really hard to deal with him because he's such an old-fashioned mindset. But him trying to, you know, deal with his old-fashioned beliefs and struggle with them in the real
world. Like in the beginning when he has that list of things. Like, I love that part.
That's great. I thought it was cool. Do you know they did it different for every country?
Oh, really?
Yeah, every country has different pop culture references. So, like, if you go to, like, England, it's like, oh, like, the Beatles. Uh-huh. Like, yeah, it's funny.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. That's interesting.
They have, like, more soccer things in, like, other countries and, like...
That's really funny. How did you feel about the Falcon?
I liked him. So that was the thing. So I think that this movie did a pretty good job of giving a little bit to each character. Uh-huh. Like, Falcon, obviously, like, he needs more growth and he needs more development in future things. But what we got of him, I thought was very charismatic.
It was a good introduction, yeah. I think.
He seems like a cool sidekick character.
Uh-huh. And also, just a heads up, Dan and I met the guy and met Sebastian Stan Winter Soldier because I have a major crush on him. It was awesome.
They seem really cool.
They were really cool guys.
Anthony Mackie is like ridiculous.
He's so ridiculous. I asked. We did a Q&A, and I asked if you could be any superhero, who would you be?
Yeah.
And Sebastian Stan, who's the Winter Soldier, refused to answer. I think because he thought I was trying to trick him to say Captain America. Yeah. He's not allowed to say anything. I think that's what it was. So he's like, I refuse to answer. I was like, well, that sucks. But then Anthony Mackie said Wonder Woman. And he said because he would love to wear her costume.
Oh, my God.
Do you not remember that?
I completely forgot about
that. I have it on video, too.
That's hilarious. I completely forgot about that. Yeah, no, that's so funny. No, they're great. I think, again, Black Widow, this was... And again, so, like, a lot of people want a Black Widow movie. I honestly, like, love her amount of inclusion in this. And I don't think she's such a complicated character that she really needs her own movie. Like,
I can see them doing an origin story with Hawkeye. And have all the stories about how they first met. And I could see them maybe doing, like, a movie or
I guess I'm not a prequel fan. I just feel like he's just a spy, and I don't really need to, like, if they're gonna do a superhero movie, I'd rather be a super, like...
They could do a one or two episode TV show,
I would love that. I don't know if she'd do that, but if she would do, like, a Netflix, like, five episodes or something, I think that would be great. I'd much rather be seeing that to Agent Carter.
Agent Carter is an origin, kind of.
It isn't, no, it's past, I mean, we don't...
It's past something, but before other things, so...
It's a weird in-between. But yeah, no, so I think she was great in it, and I think that obviously the reveal of Robert Redford's character as the villain was kind of obvious, but he did a really good job with it.
Mm-hmm.
I think Nick Fury was good.
So my favorite scenes, Nick Fury in the car.
Yeah, oh god, that was great. That was an amazing action scene. That was such a great action scene.
I loved everything. That was those 5 minutes, I was on the edge of my seat dying. I was I don't know how this is going
to end. Oh, and I love that the you know how he uses that, like, hole thing to get out? That's made by Fitz. They say in the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. episode
right.
And we should also just talk about just how awesome it is, how much it changed everything, you know? For Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and just that it's one of the main Marvel movies that actually changed the landscape of the cinematic universe. Mm-hmm. You know, getting rid of S.H.I.E.L.D. is a big deal, and I wasn't expecting it.
No, it changed, and I really liked how the TV show Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. kind of continued on with that big change.
I remember what I got out of that, because I saw it opening weekend with Jesse, and we're like, what the heck are they gonna do? Like, what is Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. now? Like, what? This is crazy. And, you know. And
it was definitely risk, and it was a positive, it was a good risk. Yeah. It paid off. The other scene that I really liked in the movie was with Captain America in the elevator.
Yes, yes.
Because it was fight scene in such a small area where I was like, how is he gonna do this? And I thought it was funny. I mean, they kind of ruined it. They put it in a trailer, which is stupid. They shouldn't have done that.
Even worse than that, I think I saw... Where did I see? I think I like Thor 2 or something, they had like an epilogue where you saw that entire scene. They had like a special thing where you saw the entire scene. So I saw that scene before I saw the movie.
They shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, no, that was stupid.
Because I thought it was a really good episode, and I loved, like, when he was like, I'm going to give everyone a chance to leave, whoever wants to leave right now.
That was great. I totally agree. That was a great moment. All the little Hydra things were, like, so funny. And there was some good humor. I liked the opening with the on your left, and he's running laps. I love the opening scene on the boat where he gets jumping down, and he smacks people, and they go flying. Yeah. And they're like, it was just a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, I think Avengers didn't really show his strength that much. Yeah. He was pretty weak in that. Yeah, no. But like the part where in Captain America 2, where he's chasing the Winter Soldier and he's running through the building and as he bumps into the wall, like the wall breaks and the wall breaks. I thought that was great. Yeah. I thought it really showed. Because people forget, like, I know that he's competing with, like, the Hulk.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, he could easily, like, if Iron Man was in the suit, he could kick his ass. Yeah. If, you know, he could kick Hawkeye's ass, he could kick.
Yeah. But, yeah, okay, so do we have much more we want to say, or do we want to go on to those TV shows?
Yeah, let's just say that there were no DC movies that came out this year at all.
And none next year.
No.
Yeah, no. Really? Because Batman v Superman was supposed to be 2015, but it got pushed back to... It's March 2016, so it's early 2016.
But that's still
ways away. That's the thing is, I don't understand why they told us there's the whole slate so far ahead of time, because it's like, we're waiting so long before even the first one comes out.
Yeah. What have they been doing for Man of Steel came out when?
2013, actually. So it'll be 3 years in between.
Why?
Yeah. I don't know.
Marvel gets out two movies every year.
No, they had to figure this stuff out. They didn't know what they were doing. It took them so long to get... I don't really know why... I mean, Batman v Superman better be worth the delay, because the 2015 release made so much more sense.
Because nothing else was really like... Well, when would it have come out?
2015? It was supposed to come out the summer of 2015. It was supposed to be, like, head-to-head with Avengers, in a way. And now it's head-to-head with Civil War. Which is funny, because that's Captain America v. Iron Man, in a way. So,
Do you think they did that on purpose, Marvel?
Well, at one point, they were literally the same release date.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then Batman, they got
scared. And people were complaining. I honestly would have just seen both.
I would have seen both, too. But I wouldn't have enjoyed it as much. I am happy they moved.
Yeah.
Because I think I would have, like, whatever one I saw second, I would have been tired, and I would have been like, I don't, you know.
Yeah, no, you want it, like, when I see guarantee... one of these movies, I want to walk out feeling like I was there.
Well, because I guarantee you, like, Batman v Superman will probably be, like, almost 3 hours long, I bet.
Yeah, you're looking at, like, 5-6 hours of movies.
Yeah, that's a lot.
A lot of action. Okay, so TV shows?
TV shows. I mean, obviously, we've been talking about them.
Yeah, so we don't have to talk too much about it, I think. Yeah,
but do you want to rank them?
Oh, God.
Okay, so we're going to leave Constantine off the list. It's last place for us because we didn't even like it enough to keep walking.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it got really good. I don't know, but...
No, there was... I don't think so. I read, like, a synopsis for one. I was like, this sounds awful.
Yeah, and it's not. It's not for me. If you're a really big fan, let us know. smallscreenjustice@gmail.com.
Yeah, tell us that we're stupid. Yeah. And we'll watch it.
All right, so I have my ranking. And you
you go first, because I still don't know.
So, okay, so my fourth place for me is Gotham. I'll explain why later. Fourth place, Gotham. Third place, Arrow. Second place, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And first place, Flash. And so this is my reasoning is this. So I think it's going to be interesting for people, because if you look back at all of our episode ratings and everything... I think Arrow should probably be number one, technically.
Mm.
I think I most consistently gave that positive grades. But when I look back at this fall, I don't think that it was nearly as good as the season before, and I think it was pretty inconsistent. And so for me, Flash was the most consistent of the shows.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we'll see once the show goes on, because Arrow was consistent last season.
Yeah. But, so, I'm judging based on this fall, right? Yeah, so, like, if I'm judging overall, like, I guess Arrow wins because it's had the most number of seasons. But, for me, Flash was the most consistent. It really hit things, you know, off the gate in a really positive manner. I'm not saying necessarily it's the best show of the four, but I think that it was the most consistently fun and high quality, because I think that S.H.I.E.L.D. really did way better this season and ended out really strong, but there were a lot of episodes that we were like, this is kind of boring.
Yeah.
You know, not much is happening.
Consistency, I agree. Yeah. Consistency, Flash would be number one, because I don't know, was there a bad episode?
No, I don't think there were, like, not as good episodes, but never one where I was like, this was sucky, this was terrible.
I mean, Arrow had, like, that one bad episode where it was all just about love and
that was
for
really
a whole
bad.
Episode.
Yeah, no, that wasn't good. And I guess I think that the way they handled Thea, I was really not actually that happy with. They started off with really strong, and then she, like, didn't do anything for a bunch of episodes.
Yeah.
And I'm not even that happy about the fact that it's just, like, she was just under mind control the whole time, and so I don't know. I'm not that huge on that, and the fact that it all goes back to Merlin again, we already kind of dealt with him, and the flashbacks have sucked.
Yeah, they really need to get rid of Merlin. Anyway.
So, I mean, I don't think it was been a bad season, but it was, you know, because it had strong points. I think Laurel's a lot stronger now, and I think that, you know, the Rachel Ghoul stuff
was
exciting.
And I like that they killed off Sarah. I thought that was a great way to start the season.
And I think it was needed that they needed to get rid of somebody, because they had too many people.
That show kills off a lot of people, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm interested to see if Flash kills off people too.
I bet it will. I bet it will. Who could they kill? Like, I don't.
I can't. Who's the guy? Cisco. Cisco. I think they kill off Cisco.
They could kill off Cisco. I hope they don't. But well, the thing is, like, almost everybody becomes some sort of comic book character. So I'm like, how can they? Oh, you know who I bet the first person they kill off though is his actual father. Because you don't need his dad, because you have Joe.
Yeah. So they finally get to release him and then he dies or something.
I can see that. Because I think he's, like, fun to have, but you don't really need that many father figures. I wonder, I mean, and I bet at some point Wells will no longer be a regular.
Yeah.
But
I mean, they killed off Tommy. Oliver's best friend, so, like, anything's possible.
And his mom.
Yeah. Well, the parents, I think that they'll kill off Flash's dad.
Yeah.
But, like, the fact that they killed off Tommy, who, like I said, is his best friend, and he was a big character.
Yeah.
Like, they could kill off...
Yeah. The other thing is, I think Eddie could go away. If Eddie becomes evil, he could become evil and then go away for a while.
I mean, I could see them... They killed off Sarah, which was, like, his love interest.
I could also see Caitlin being killed off.
Yeah, I could see Caitlin being killed off.
Basically anybody besides Barry and Iris. I don't want them to kill off Joe. I hope they don't.
I think he's my favorite character.
Yeah, Joe. I love Joe. But yeah, so I just think Flash has just really been strong. It's not perfect, but it's really fun. And Shields, I mean, like we've said. So what's your ranking?
Oh god, this is so hard. Gotham will be last place, though I do really like it, and I think I like it more than you like it. Yeah.
But I don't think it's bad.
I don't think it's bad. It was really obvious to me that it isn't as good if you just look at the mid-season finales.
Yeah, definitely.
If you just look at the mid-season finales, Gotham, what even happened in Gotham? Like, was it even, like...
Not much.
What happened?
The only big change is that he got fired.
And he's going to be in Arkham Asylum, which is going to be great, and I could see really good things coming
out
of
it. Here's the thing, we don't know yet whether that actually is a big change for the series, because what if he just gets his job back in, like, an episode or two?
Oh, God.
If he gets his job back in an episode or two, that's, like, not a mid-season finale, that's just, like, another episode.
Yeah.
Right? So, if this is a big change,
I hope they keep it at least for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And then something big happens the last episode, and then he is not there anymore. But other than that...
I mean, when Catwoman and Bruce kissed.
Oh, well, whatever.
So it's just, to me, it's just like a pulpy, like, fun show to watch, and I enjoy picking it apart, and it's fun.
Yeah, it's not bad. You enjoy picking it apart, I know.
It's not bad, it's just not amazing.
This is so hard, the next ranking.
Yeah. Because I know you, I know that you are not as strong on Flash as I am. So.
I love Flash, and if you look at consistency, it's number one.
Yeah.
But the thing with me is I need more time with characters. Yeah. Like, I'm very...
So what show do you think you're most connected with the characters in?
God, more overall with Arrow.
Yeah.
But there's certain characters in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. that I really like.
Yeah, yeah.
I love Sky.
Yeah,
I love Sky. I love Coulson.
Yeah, Coulson's nice.
Coulson
I don't love as much as I used to, but I still like him.
I love the guy with the head injury.
Oh, well, Fitz.
I love Fitz, and I love him more after he's gone his injury, because he sticks up for himself. I love it.
And I really liked the episode focusing on Simmons. But she's not been a part. She's been more inconsistent this season, I think.
I agree.
And I love Bobby, actually. I'm a fan of Bobby. I'm not super into her relationship.
I liked Sky's dad as a villain.
He was awesome.
Wait,
we should say, like, best hero and best villain of the season.
Of every show?
No, overall the show. We should have a movie best hero and a TV best hero.
Okay, should we do the movie one? Okay. Sorry, we're not very, like...
We're tangenting.
Yeah,
it's
we're
tangenting.
Okay, fine. Best hero? Oh.
In a movie best hero, I'm going to give him to Captain America, I think.
I was going to say Captain America, but... Best hero? Captain America. Best main character? I'm going to go with Star-Lord.
Okay. Best hero? I could also honestly see Spider-Man. I think he was... The movie wasn't great, but he was a great hero. Yeah. Villain, movie-wise, I'd probably go Winter Soldier. Which is, again, this is why I pick Captain America as my number one movie. Because I think...
So, I love Winter Soldier because I have a big crush on him. And I have an awesome picture with him. But...
Oh, Magneto might be up there, too, actually.
Yeah, Magneto... But was he really a
villain? He wasn't really the main villain in the movie.
No, he was...
He was an anti-hero.
Yeah. Who else was a villain in the movies?
So Electro, the guy from Guardians of the Galaxy, the blue guy whose name I don't even remember.
Thanos, but we didn't really get to see.
Thanos is only.
Are they setting up Thanos for something?
Yeah, probably Infinity War.
I know they're doing that, but like,
I've been
really slow with him. Yeah.
I think it's kind of good that it's taking so long because I think they need the time to make his CGI better. Because if he's gonna lead the movie, I don't think his CGI was good enough in Guardians of the Galaxy. I think it was fine, but like,
compared to like Rocket Raccoon, I think they can do better CGI. I agree. Yeah. Best villain, I guess, Winter Soldier.
Yeah, movies have been struggling with villains. I think DC, that's the one thing where DC's been
doing
a lot better.
DC's really good with villains.
Like, I think General Zod was really good. I think Joker was great.
I love the Dark Knight trilogy.
Yeah.
I love Bane.
Yeah, Bane's great.
I love Bane. And I think my overall favorite, this might be cliche, but my overall favorite villain is still the Joker any movie.
I agree. Alright, so as far as TV show heroes and villains,
I want to say Sky or
Barry.
I was going to say that, too.
Sky or Barry are up there. I mean, as a hero, I guess I have to give it to Barry, because Sky is kind of like a secret agent, and she doesn't really
best main character. I would say Sky.
Yeah.
She's had the most character development, I think, than anybody else.
She had a lot of drama.
Best villain.
That's a good... Okay, so we have... Who are the options?
Penguin.
Penguin's really good. Okay, so we have Penguin, who's really good on Gotham. We have Rachel Ghoul and Merlin.
Ugh.
I think that Penguin's probably better than those two. Then we have...
Let's say reverse slash Wells. But
maybe.
We haven't really seen much of it.
But I have to include Wells. I might put Wells over Penguin. We're on the same level.
I'd pick Penguin.
And then we have the Doctor, whoever his name is. What is his name?
Doctor
Sky's dad.
Oh, that he was really good too.
Yeah, Mr. Hyde.
Yeah.
He's really good. So I might go Mr. Hyde. I might go Sky's dad.
I think Mr. Hyde with Penguin close second for me.
But in fact, we've had great villains. And even Ward, you could say too.
Yeah.
Ward's been great too.
But is Ward a villain or is Ward
he's more complicated? He's a psychopath.
Yeah, he's psychopath. He's not. Oh, God.
Well,
okay.
I mean, you can't really say he's not a villain when he gave Fitz his injury.
He is a villain, but I don't know. Usually villains...
I didn't read the article, but I guess tweeted a thing where someone is thinking that Ward might actually be a character from the comics.
Which character?
I think they said the Taskmaster, which I don't know that much about him yet, so I'm going to read that and get back to you guys. But if he was a character from the comics, that'd be cool.
And
I believe it now. Anything they say, I believe that they've been planning it from the beginning, because they did such a good job with Sky that, like... What if every character from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was actually a comic book character?
Like May?
May is actually, like, the Wasp or something. Not actually. Oh my god, wait. So we didn't talk about the fact that then David cast a new black guy as her ex-husband.
All right. Good. Well, let's first see how they portray him.
Yeah, but I will say, I don't know if this is 100% accurate, but I did hear that Trip had another TV show, and that part of why he got killed off was because they just didn't have good scheduling. So, you know, there you go. That's a little more complicated than we were giving it credit for. So you ever actually finished your ranking?
So last place, Gotham.
Yeah.
Are we just looking at fall?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I'm gonna guess.
I would put Arrow first.
Okay, yeah, I can get it.
Arrow first, Gotham last.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna put Flash second to last.
Oh, really? Yeah, okay.
No, but I really like it.
Yeah, yeah.
It just.
Yeah.
Flash, for me, has never been, like, my favorite hero.
Yeah. No, I get it.
So it's good for a show, but it doesn't get me, like, super excited.
So what's your reason for Arrow being first?
I think the fact that they killed off Sarah.
Yeah.
Was definitely. They killed off Sarah in the first episode.
First episode, yeah.
In a really tragic way.
Yeah.
And it was surprising to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they did, a really good... It was really surprising to do that. And I mean, like, I know Arrow's killed off other characters, but Sarah had, like, she had a big role. Like, it wasn't just, like, her... I mean, I know his mom had a big role, too.
Yeah.
But it was a different kind of role. It was, like, she actually had, like... a fighting role, and, like, she was really into it. She was his love interest.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. I really like that. I really do like the stuff with the...
She was connected with Laurel and everything. Yeah, she exactly. had a lot of, you know...
I really did like... I mean, I don't love Ra's al Ghul's character, but I loved...
The way it ended.
The way it ended. Yeah. I like that they're finally doing something with Laurel.
Yeah. I like Ray's introduction.
Maybe I'm not looking at Flash. Maybe I'm not looking at Arrow. It's just the cement set.
Yeah, it's just what this to the fall. But yeah. It's hard not to. I liked the introduction of Wild. So the thing, Ray was a good introduction. I liked the introduction of Wildcat. I liked Felicity's backstory. They had a lot of good things, but they just also had a lot of inconsistencies.
So maybe it's not first. Maybe I would put, if we just look at fall, I think I would put Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. first.
That's really funny because when we started this podcast, you were like, I don't like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I don't even know if I want to talk about it.
First season I just really didn't love. But the way that show, like this mid-season finale ended, it's going to set up so many awesome things that DC shows, they can never set that up.
Yeah.
Because they're stupid. Yeah. Because I can never go like, oh my god, this happened. I wonder... if they're going to end a movie now, or, like, is it going to... Like, we never... It's never going to happen.
No.
Whereas now we're like, okay, she's Quake? What's her name?
Quake.
So she's Quake. Is she going to have her own movie? Is she going to be make a part of a movie? Is she going to be in Inhumans? Is she going to be... Like, we have all these questions, and it can be shown to us in another TV show, in this TV show, in another movie, in a Netflix show. Like, it could come out in so many ways, and it gets me more excited.
Yeah, definitely.
Whereas another show, I might love Flash.
Yeah.
But it's always going to be its own small thing, whereas Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. could get really big if it really wanted to.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think that's why I put Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. first.
I get that. I totally understand. Yeah, and I think it went off really strong, and I'm sad that we have to wait till March, but we get... So this is a good transition. So we're going to talk about a little bit what we're excited about for the future for 2015. So we have, first thing coming new is Agent Carter.
Which I'm really excited about, because...
It's only, like, 7 episodes.
So is it definitely one season?
Yeah. Well, okay, no. This is definitely a standalone, but if it does really well, they can do another standalone season kind of thing.
With Agent Carter or different characters?
I think with Agent Carter. So it's, like, this is, like, one story, but it's not going to be her whole story. It might be, like, one big case or something, you know, like that kind of thing. That's what I've got, the impression I've gotten.
I would be so upset if it does badly.
I don't think it... Well, I don't know. We'll see. I feel like S.H.I.E.L.D. has gotten sort of not the best ratings, but not much is on in January. That helps. And it's a mini... I don't know how, in general, how well a miniseries has to do, because, you know, it's not kind of the same sort of animal. I hope it's good. That's the main thing I care about, because even if it doesn't do that well, and we just get 8 really really nice miniseries, then I'm happy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't necessarily need another season.
I kind of like these miniseries ideas, and it would be interesting to see other characters. Like, I wouldn't mind seeing a Hawkeye miniseries.
I would love it. I think that, I forget who it was, somebody made a hint that it sounded like maybe actually Hawkeye might actually be coming on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for a little bit.
I forget. Oh, there was an article written about that. I don't think it was definite or anything.
Yeah, it was a bit of a hint.
It was a hint.
Yeah.
Which I would love that, because it would be... Because he also is with...
Bobby,
right? So
that would be really cool. So I'm excited for Agent Carter. It's hard for me to know. I don't really know what the show is yet. So we'll see that. Yeah. First night is 2 episodes, so we get 2 hours in a row.
Awesome.
That will give us a really good indication of what the series is going to be. So I'm looking forward to that. And so then we have Gotham coming back, we have, you know, later in the month we have Flash and Arrow come back, and so then the things that I'm really excited for are Daredevil in May, and then aka Jessica Jones later in the year, I'm assuming maybe like November or something. So those I'm really excited about.
What about Luke Cage?
Luke Cage is not coming until 2016.
But he's going to be
in Jessica Jones. He's going to be introduced in it. He's going to be like 6 episodes of Jessica Jones.
Oh, wow.
Because they like... date and stuff.
Oh, they date?
So he'll be like a love interest in Jessica Jones.
And then I'm really excited about Age of Ultron a lot.
Yes,
Age of Ultron. I'm gonna be there opening night. Like
midnight.
I was gonna say dressed in my costume. Actually, I don't have any costumes.
We'll find a costume. We'll make a costume.
Oh, yeah, it's gonna be so I'm very excited. Comes out May 1st.
I believe that's right. Yeah, that sounds right. So we got that. We got Ant-Man, which I'm not as excited about.
I'm not excited about Ant-Man.
Wait till we get a trailer. We'll see.
I'm sure I'll like it, but I'm just...
Honestly, the main thing that makes me excited about it is that it's Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, he seems like a perfect fit for this kind of thing.
Yeah, he does too. I probably will like it. I just...
Yeah, at this point, we kind of should have faith.
I trust them. Yeah. I trust them, but it's just not something that makes me really excited.
I would have been a lot more excited if Edgar Wright was still there.
Fantastic Four.
I feel like I'm literally the only person in the world who's excited for Fantastic
Four. No, I'm excited to see it. I just don't know much about it. If they showed, have you seen a picture?
No, not even a picture.
If they showed a picture, I would be like, oh, cool, that looks really awesome. Yeah. But I don't know anything about it.
Well, so do you even know, all the casting stuff that's happened? Because,
the character was black and they're freaking out about that.
So every time they release a new piece of casting, people get more and more pissed off. And so, they're making everybody young, for one thing. They're making Human Torch black. I like the actor who they picked for Human Torch, so I don't give a crap.
I don't really care.
He's a good actor. It feels weird. So, do you know who Miles Teller is? He was in Divergent. He was, he was, the bad kid in Divergent.
Oh, right. The one with the weird... Okay.
Yeah, he's kind of douchey. He's Mr. Fantastic. So, he's, really young, and it's not what you usually picture in Mr. Fantastic. So, he's gonna be, a boy genius kind of thing. It's very different. I know, they're making, they're doing a lot of changes. They're making Doctor Doom, a hacker, which is weird. But I really like this director, and I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. And it seems so weird.
Who's the director again?
It's the director of Chronicle.
Of Chronicle, right.
And I just think that he knows character really well, and that he can do drama really well. So, I think
And if they do really good, aren't they looking at possibly having an X-Men and Fantastic Four?
Yeah, crossover.
Making, another Avengers movie.
That seems cool. And I do like that they're talking about, the Fantastic Four, experimenting with interdimensional travel and stuff. So I think it would be cool if they had a crossover is because they transported to a parallel universe.
Yeah.
Because I think the X-Men universe should be its own thing in a way. But if you have them come over from a different world, I think that works. I think it's so weird. And so, Kate Mara from House of Cards is Sue Storm, which seems like a weird fit, too. But it's so weird that I'm interested. Because if it wasn't weird, I'd just be another Fantastic Four movie. I don't care. So
I'll still see it. Yeah. I'll see it. I'll see anything.
I'm sad we don't have, Suicide Squad or something this year, but we'll see. We have Star Wars. That helps.
And we have Jurassic Park, which I kind of do want to see.
Yeah, I'm excited for that, too.
And then we have the last Hunger Games movie, which is actually going to be good, I think.
Yeah. So cool things coming up. What else? I guess, in the fall, we might also have Krypton or Supergirl.
Well, Supergirl would be...
Or Titans, too, maybe.
Well, Supergirl would be interacting with Arrow and Flash.
That's not definite, but probably.
That would be... I hope it will.
Yes. That would be... if they weren't, then I would not be that excited about Supergirl.
Yeah.
but if they do, then I'd be excited about Supergirl. Getting a female superhero into their universe seems nice. And so I'm interested. I'm not interested in Krypton. I don't care at all.
I don't either.
And honestly... To me, it's just like saying, we're making a new sci-fi show about someone in space. Because how does it connect to anything? It's his grandfather on Krypton. I don't really care about Krypton. I care about Superman. I don't... The only thing that's interesting about Krypton is that it explodes. So...
But then we already know it's going to happen, so there's no...
Yeah. I mean, I won't say... That's not really true, because I actually liked the beginning of Man of Steel, where we saw Jor-El at Krypton. I thought that was kind of cool.
But how bad do we need to see it?
I don't need to see an entire... If it was a miniseries, I'd be a little more interested.
So it's not a miniseries?
It's not supposed to be a miniseries, no.
Well, it could end up being one.
Yeah. No, it's in the vein of Gotham, and I just don't need another show like that. All right, so that's pretty much everything I got. Do you want to talk about anything else? I think so, too.
I think we hit every spot. If we missed something, let us know. Email us. Feed us.
SmallScreenJustice@gmail.com is our email. Our Twitter is @SuperheroTVPod. I update that with TV, superhero TV, and movie news. Check us out on iTunes. Please rate us and review us. That would be a really big help. We'd love to include some more listener feedback, so please let us know what you're thinking. So thank you for listening and hope you had a fantastic 2014 and we'll see you in 2015.
Yeah, we'll see you in 2015. Bye guys.
Bye. But you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling.